My name is Jeff Archie, and thank you for joining us once again on this broadcast. Our scripture reading comes from Malachi, the third chapter, the last book in the Old Testament, just before the New Testament. We read the following from Malachi 3, beginning with verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. When we find the messenger that will prepare the way of the Lord, obviously, we find Malachi indicating John the Baptizer who would come before Jesus Christ. We find this once again in Malachi 4, 5, and 6. But ponder with me for a moment some thoughts from a preacher friend from Kentucky, Ty Barnett. Malachi 3:3 says he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. This verse puzzled some folks at a Wednesday evening Bible study, and they wondered what this statement meant about the character and nature of God. One offered to find out the process of refining silver and get back to the group at their next Bible study. That week, the man called a silversmith and made an appointment to watch him at work. As he watched the silversmith, he held a piece of silver over the fire and let it heat up. He explained that in refining silver, one needed to hold the silver in the middle of the fire where the flames were hottest as to burn away all the impurities. The man thought about how times in our lives can seem to be awfully hot. Then he thought about the verse that says he sits as a refiner and purifier of silver. He asked the silversmith if it was true that he had to sit there in front of the fire the whole time the silver was being refined. The man answered that yes, he not only had to sit there holding the silver, but he had to keep his eyes on the silver the entire time it was in the fire. If the silver was left a moment too long in the flames, it would be destroyed. The man was silent for a moment. Then he asked the silversmith, "How do you know when the silver is fully refined?" He smiled at him and answered, "Oh, that's easy. When I see my image in it." God gives us a way of escape from any temptation we face and the strength to overcome any trial. 1 Corinthians 10:13. And then Brother Barnett concludes, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." May God bless the reading of His Word. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Jeff Archie. We'll see you next time.